Morning Watch, Boaz and Ruth, typifying Christ and the Church. Week 11, Lord's Day. Exodus 20, verse 6. Yet showing loving kindness to thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 7. And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words, which I command you today, shall be upon your heart, and you shall repeat them to your children, and speak about them when you sit in your house, and when you journey on the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Isaiah 62, verse 5. For as a young man marries a virgin, your sons will marry you, and with the joy of the bridegroom over the bride, your God will rejoice over you. Jeremiah 2, verse 2. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Jehovah, I remember concerning you the kindness of your youth, the love of your bridal days, when you followed after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Jeremiah 3, verse 14. Return, O apostate children, declares Jehovah, for I am a husband to you, and I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and will bring you to Zion. Jeremiah 31, verse 32. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by their hand to bring them out from the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was their husband, declares Jehovah. Ezekiel 16, verse 8. Then I passed by you and saw you, and then was your time a time of love. And I spread my skirt over you and covered your nakedness. Indeed, I swore unto you and entered into a covenant with you, declares the Lord Jehovah, and you became mine. Hosea 2, verse 16. And in that day, declares Jehovah, you will call me my husband and will no longer call me Bailey.